1993, he was a writer and director on all four Madagascar films and Ants, which is DreamWorks' first ever movie, actually. And, you know, our interest in virtual reality has always been to really just push the boundaries of animation. And along that journey, we've encountered a lot of exciting new talent in the animation industry through the immersive space, because that's where all these pioneers are trying out new things. And, you know, when we met Herman and Federico, we saw one of their earlier VR pieces, Gloomy Eyes, and we thought they had a lot of potential. And then when they told us about their vision for Paper Birds, you know, it absolutely felt like something we wanted to be a part of. So we figured out a really amazing complementary partnership where we would bring together our different creative visions, technological insights, pioneering spirit, different modalities of storytelling. I would say our studio comes a little bit more from traditional Western storytelling, and they're from Latin America, so they have a unique lens into the world. They have a very European sensibility because Argentina is very influenced by Italy, and they also have a very, you know, being on the other side of the world, you know, on an entirely different continent, they also have a, you know, just such a unique way at blending cultures and traditions and bringing instruments like the bandoneon seamlessly into a piece like this. So it was really a inspired melding of the minds, so to say, you know, across the Americas. You know, and we're really proud of the work we've done together.
It's incredible. And what are some of your favorite memories about working on it?
Oh, wow. So a lot of it was created during the pandemic. But let me think about it. What are my favorite memories? You know, I just love seeing it it evolve over time. I would say that I was probably in lockdown in four different cities over 2020. And I actually have a very distinct memory of putting on the headset in a different location, in a different part of the United States every time, you know, like, you know, every 6 weeks, and just seeing it evolve and then feeling like, okay, this is like something constant that's evolving while I'm kind of trapped inside during this unique time in human history. So that evolution of seeing this beautiful art come together when we're all kind of, you know, as a world, you know, facing this great crisis, there was something just really, you know, special and unique about having this thing that was coming to life when, you know, life outside of our houses was kind of stuck. So there was that. And then I would say this launch that you're covering, you know, with Tribeca Film Festival, you know, it was just amazing to see people put on a headset and really experience it in person for the first time, because they can't hide their reactions. They, you know, they're not relaying their thoughts to you by, you know, you're actually seeing them respond in real time. And for any filmmaker, for any creator, that is probably the most gratifying thing. Is to see people respond genuinely and authentically and in front of your face. I would say another great memory was, you know, the first time a bunch of us got together in person was in Los Angeles in the spring to record Edward Norton in Malibu. And it was not only the first time a lot of us were seeing each other, but, you know, we were looking for a voice for the grandfather to really add this sort of this gravitas and this theme of an artist, you know, who once had his art and creativity come to him so easily, and then it was lost, and then it was very hard, and finding that struggle. And I just think we needed someone of Edward's caliber to bring that experience and that sense of of history and feeling into that voice, and you know, hearing him do it live, and then finding out he was actually an early investor in Oculus before all of us even worked with the Oculus headsets was really fascinating, and just felt very like this was a collaboration meant to be.
Nice. And what cities were you in during this when you were filming?
The primary animation studio was 3DAR, which was in Argentina and Buenos Aires. Baobab is located in San Francisco. For me personally, as one of the producers on it, I was in New York, San Diego, Los Angeles, Miami at various times during the pandemic for different reasons. Kind of when I was telling you, I was at four different places, seeing it evolve, and just feeling like, you know, this was like a wonderful constant during all this sort of change happening in the world and in my own life.
Wow. So you were really busy during this. This is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And what was it like working with Ed Norton? And you had such an amazing cast. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, working with talents is always, one of the most, unpredictable parts of doing animation, because you have such little time and to record these characters that you've been working on for many, many months and sometimes even years. And then suddenly you have an opportunity with someone, you know, in the matter of a day to come up with the voice of this character, to breathe life into the character. And he got it right away. You know, like he immediately clicked with Herman, our director, in terms of the vision for the character. And I think, you know, in terms of our casting, we did a pretty good job of finding someone who would, you know, who might be able to find, to empathize with this character, and to find meaning in this character, even if they're very different in real life. So the click was immediate, but working with Edward was great because it was just very organic. You know, it wasn't like, let's go in and do the job. We were able to really sit and discuss the art form, you know, the new technology and the innovation that was going behind it. So there was a real sense of like, we're trying to do something new together. And, you know, I think that was part of the really strong appeal for the project to him, and really kind of made us all excited and aligned to get him into the recording booth and see what came out of it. And what came out of it was nothing short of brilliant.
Nice. And what's next for you?
So we have a lot of things ahead of us. We are, as you know, we've just launched Paper Birds Part 1 and Part 2, and we will continue to push its release in 2021. Baobab has several different immersive projects on the horizon. We are showing one called Namu, N-A-M-O-O, which means tree in Korean, which was completed, it was animated and hand-drawn completely in VR. Every frame animated and drawn inside of VR, and it's an animated poem come to life in both VR and as a traditional theatrical short film. And we've been touring on the festivals with that and plan to release it later this year. We also have several, we have more immersive projects coming up, including narratives and games. Half of our studio is from gaming, half of our studio is from traditional cinema, so we have this really unique blend. And we're also going into, we've been working in extending our characters and universes that we create in VR into traditional Hollywood. So we've been making multiple deals at the streamers and at the major studios to turn these worlds and characters and universes into movies and television shows for the big screen and the streamers.
Wow, I can't wait to see all this.
Yep.
Wow, well, we're just going to have you on again to discuss this.
Yeah, I think we believe like the best characters and stories and universes, they travel across mediums. We're just lucky because we get to experiment in the newest one. And if we do a good job and we have a lot of people with strong track records like Eric Darnell on our side, then that gives us both the excitement of the newness of the technology with the grounding of real hit makers and award winners, on our team, that we can then use immersive storytelling to be just a new vehicle for Hollywood and the rest of the world to find exciting, new characters to build franchises and worlds from.
I'm so proud of you. You're doing so many incredible things, and I can't wait to see all these projects.
Thank you. Animation does take a long time because it requires a lot of craftsmanship, but fortunately, real-time technology is helping to accelerate that, bring down costs, create really beautiful things, in using the latest technology. So hopefully we'll be able to share some of those new projects with you soon.
I can't wait. And where can we follow you so we can see these projects?
Well, a lot of them, a lot of projects that are in development don't tend to be announced until closer to their release date, but definitely follow us at Baobab Studios across all the different major, social platforms. And Leanna can probably help provide that. And then our amazing partners at 3DAR, who are the primary animate, the primary studio behind Paper Birds, are at 3DAR. And then our partners on Paper Birds were also at Oculus.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate you. And I can't wait to talk again soon.
Okay. Thanks so much, Sammy. I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.